on Jim Finucane. Former Fianna Fáil deputy John Brazel gets in touch, says, "Jerry, I'm shocked and saddened by the news of Jim Finucane's passing. He was a wonderful public representative and a true gentleman. I have many great memories of our time working together in Kerry County Council and on the ETB. My thoughts are with Sheila and his family at a very sad time." And that is John Brazel's view this morning on that. Pat McCarthy, former councillor as well, "Condolences to Sheila and all the Finucane family. Jim was an out-and-out gentleman and had ministerial qualities, to Pat's mind." If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme this morning. And to turn our attention to a separate issue, and this is an issue in relation to the future of one of Kerry's iconic hotels. This is the Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville. I have Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Moriarty with me on the line. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and to all your listeners. And if I may, I would just like to add my, I suppose, a few words of tribute to Jim Finucane.
Sure.
Just as saddened as everybody else to learn of his passing. And many of the things that I would want to say has been said, so I won't repeat those, but there's no doubt of, you know, no question about what a deeply kind and decent and honourable man he was, and social justice was very much at the heart of everything that he did. And if I could characterise him anyway, I can characterise him as a bridge builder, to be honest with you. That's what he always sought to do, was to bring people and communities together. And non-partisan in his outlook in terms of politics. He always, as the Minister Foley said, looked for solutions to issues and worked so well in so many areas. I mean, he'd a great relationship, association with the late David Irvine, the unionist politician in Northern Ireland, brought him to Tralee on occasions. And, you know, that was all about giving people in the north an opportunity to come outside of the troubled community at the time, come down and meet each other and build bridges around that. I had the distinct pleasure of working with him in the ETB and travelling with him on a few occasions, to Berlin on one occasion and to Boston on another. And my God, were we as a group so proud of the address that he gave on our behalf in Boston in the State House. It was just exceptional. And he had everybody enthralled with his words, and he put so much thought into them. His knowledge of history, his sense of justice and fairness, it just issued through every word that he spoke. And he was also a really funny man, okay, a fantastic storyteller. The first time I realised that, I was standing at a baggage carousel on our way to Berlin, and he just turned around and he said, "Of course, that was the year the Russians came to Tralee," and I dropped everything and said, "Hang on a second here now, this I have to hear." We're going no further until this story is told. And I've no doubt it was a story he had told millions of times, but he knew he had a new audience and he was delighted to regale us with that tale. I'm just so sorry for Sheila, for James, Jill Orla, and indeed for his nephew Mikey, our colleague. There won't be another like him. His contribution to Kerry, extraordinary. Just a really good, thorough, decent man. We'll all remember him in our own way for a very long time. And hopefully his example will be followed by us in terms of service first, and we build those bridges. I thank you for allowing me to say that.
Yeah, no problem. A sad loss, that's for sure. Norma, we had arranged to talk to you this morning about a separate issue, and this is to do with one of the main accommodation providers in Waterville, an iconic hotel that goes back to decades, the Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville. Now, the news came through in March of this year that the company behind the Butler Arms Hotel went into receivership. It was one of 14 property companies worth €60 million linked to Paddy McKillen Jr., put into receivership by lenders Realm Finance. And the Press Up Hospitality Group, which is part owned by Mr. McKillen Jr., bought the Butler Arms in 2022 from the Huggard family and ran it over the past number of years. The hotel opened and took bookings for this year. It's now closed until next April. KPMG were appointed receivers at the time. Now, there has been several different developments in relation to Press Up Hospitality, and the latest news on that was that the Revenue Commissioners applied last week in the High Court for a summons against Paddy McKillen Jr. They filed the summons to begin civil proceedings in the High Court to recover money it's owed, generally related to unpaid taxes. Now, a spokesperson for Mr. McKillen Jr. said the case concerns Paddy McKillen Jr. and company COVID taxes already covered by performing phase-paid arrangements. They're disputing it, and they've a number of issues with the revenue on how things are being handled, and that continues on in the court. But in the meantime, the questions are, what happens to the hotel? And my understanding is that receivers kind of took more control over it last week, in the last week or so. So what do we know about what the future for the hotel is, or maybe perhaps hopes of a sale?
Well, they're, from what we believe locally, is that there's considerable interest in it and serious interest in it in terms of people, you know, that there are entities that want to acquire it. And obviously hard business decisions are going to be made around that, as you would expect. I believe that the staffer have been put on notice, and that would suggest that there's, you know, potentially a move for sale under vacant possession and so on. But again, these are things that we're hearing without, you know, having inside knowledge from that point of view. But I would see this move, I suppose, in many respects as maybe hopefully bringing forward that next phase, that sell on, yeah, of the hotel. And it's extremely important to do so. It is also important to point out that this hotel in itself was not in trouble. It was all about the financing around the various companies and groups and so on. And this is a hotel that has an extraordinary history, heritage, and, you know, is synonymous with the Ring of Kerry and with, you know, quality tourism. It has enormous potential to develop even further. To be fair to the McKillen family, when they initially acquired it, that was their hope and intention. They wanted to actually, you know, increase the number of beds that they had, increase the, you know, the amenities in the hotel, and they were going forward in terms of drawing up plans and so on. So the financing issues that became an issue in terms of the wider portfolio, unfortunately, put paid to those plans. But our hope and our expectation would be that, you know, an agreement can be reached with the receivers and the new owners. And from our perspective, the sooner new owners acquire it, the better, because we want to see our hotels functioning and open and taking tourists and serving the accommodation needs that are under met at the moment in terms of the tourist season in Southwest Kerry. So this is an enormously important hotel. It has fabulous history. It has great potential. We have a wave, if you like, of positivity around golf that's going to be only growing over the next number of years with the Ryder Cup, both in the lead up to it and indeed post Ryder Cup, because that's going to, you know, develop that market so much around that event. And Waterville is so fantastically positioned, as indeed is all of Kerry, to benefit from that in terms of the quality golf courses we have. We've two of the finest golf courses you could ever come across in the village itself. So it's enormously important for golf that we have this accommodation provision, and that golf itself also offers, you know, that should offer great interest around, yeah, the hotel.
The hotel itself is still in operation from the point of view of it's taking bookings for next season. It was put on the market by the receivers, Interpath Advisory, and we have contacted them for comment over the last number of days about what the latest state of play is. But that's your hope now, that there's been interest since it was put on the market, and that might be executed on maybe in the off season. So the new, yes, owners would be in place and staff would have certainty for what's happening in 2026.
That's exactly it, and it would be very important to do so, because, like, it does close in the off season. It's quite a substantial hotel. It does close in the off season, but last year I think was the first year where, you know, everything closed for a period of time. So look, I mean, we knew from media reports that there were issues around the company itself, but this, you know, this rather than being a crisis, we would hope would become an opportunity for those new owners, whomever they might be, because I believe there's more than one interested party, and it would be fantastic if the right owners, if you like, are the ones that really have an ambition for the hotel, acquire it and see the potential that is there. Because again, equally, the Greenway is going to be of benefit to all of Southwest Kerry. It's going to be such an amenity, and all accommodation that's there will be needed, and much, much more. We certainly can't afford to be seeing accommodation lost.
You need more accommodation, not less, in South Kerry. Norma.
100%. And all types of accommodation. We need our small bed and breakfast operators. We need our Airbnbs. And there's all sorts of pressure on that accommodation in terms of, you know, the legislation and the registration of places and so on. But, you know, I have my own comments around that in terms of, you know, broad instruments when really fine-tuning and nuance is required, because There are homes that are holiday homes that should never be considered residences because they're actually commercial units. So I do think we have to find a mechanism around that. And we do have to look at the planning applications that come in there and see what is commercial and grant the plannings around that because we need accommodation. It is for our tourism because tourism is such an important industry to us.
Okay, listen, Norma, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that and we'll wait developments of it. And if we get any comment from the receivers, we will let people know what the situation is. That's Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Moriarty, I should say, speaking in relation to the Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville and its future with regards to being on sale and interested parties and continuing on to the future for the area.